Jamaica Personal Finance? Jamaica PF Storybook 2? Full screen mode.
In the heart of sunny Kingston, the air was filled with the smell of jerk chicken and the rhythm of reggae. Five friends, Lita, Fenrir, Eoji, Charon, and Zephyr, were on a mission. They knew that being smart didn't just mean doing well in school. It meant knowing how to protect their money in the real world. "We're building a financial toolkit," Lita told Zephyr as they walked. "It's the only way to become the bosses of our own futures." Their first stop was a boutique where a sign read, "No refunds, no exchanges." Lita shook her head and walked inside to speak to the shopkeeper. "Excuse me, but under the Consumer Affairs Commission laws, that sign is a myth," she said firmly. "If an item is defective, every Jamaican has the right to a repair, a replacement, or a full refund. The law protects us from bad products."
Later, at the bank, Aoi looked worried about her birthday savings. Charon smiled and pointed to a small blue and white sticker on the glass door. "Don't worry, Aoi," Charon said reassuringly. "Jamaica has the JDIC, the Jamaica Deposit Insurance Corporation. They are a safety net for our savings. If anything happens to the bank, the JDIC makes sure we get our money back." Charon stepped up to the counter to ask for more details. He wanted to be sure he had the facts right for the group. "The JDIC protects up to $1.2 million Jamaican dollars per person per bank," he explained to the teller. The teller nodded, impressed by the young boy's knowledge. "So, as long as we use a protected bank, our hard-earned savings stay safe."
As they walked to the park, Fenrir noticed a flashy poster on a pole promising to turn $1,000 into $100,000 in just 1 week.
"Wait, Fenrir!"
Zephyr shouted, grabbing his arm. "That looks like a get-rich-quick Ponzi scheme. If it sounds too good to be true, it's a trap. We have to be careful with our investments."
Fenrir pulled out his tablet to check the facts, while Aoi watched over his shoulder. The Financial Services Commission, or FSC, regulates investment businesses in Jamaica, Fenrir explained. "Look, this Golden Circle group isn't registered with the FSC. That means it's a scam. By checking the law, we just saved our money from disappearing."
Back at the bank, Aoi was opening a savings account. The teller asked her several questions about where her money had come from. "I understand. This is because of POCA, the Proceeds of Crime Act," Aoi told the teller. "You have to verify the source of funds to make sure no illegal money enters the system. I have my chore records right here to prove where I earned my cash."
Suddenly, Fenrir's phone buzzed with a text message. It claimed his account was locked, and he needed to click a link and enter his PIN immediately. "Stop, Fenrir! Don't touch that link," Lita warned, stepping in quickly. "That is a phishing scam. Digital hustlers use those links to steal your identity. A real bank will never ask for your private PIN through a text message."
Zephyr leaned in to help Fenrir secure his phone. They were not going to let a digital hustler win today. "Your PIN is your secret key," Zephyr said, as he showed Fenrir how to block the number. "Never share it with anyone. If you get a suspicious message, delete it and call the bank yourself. Safety first, always."
By the time the sun began to set, the friends were sitting on the cliffs of Negril, watching the sky turn orange and pink. "We did it," Lita said to Charon. They didn't just feel like kids. They felt like financial bosses.
"With the CAC, JDIC, FSC, and POCA in our toolkit," Charon added, "we can navigate the world safely and keep our dreams protected."
Submit. Submit. Back to course.